Hello, welcome to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me tonight, we have Star Fox 64X, who is dying.
Just a little bit. I'm just recovering over a choking.
It's all good. We have with us as well, as usual, Ratchet 214162. I think I fucked that up.
Hello, and again, 21, 2162.
Oh. I keep flipping the 21s and the 41s and the fucking blah.
You have number dyslexia.
Yes, dyslexia. Coming up, we have Halo Reach, Anime Awesomeness, Old School Game of the Week, Xbox Live Marketplace Gems of the Week. I've got a few of those. Windows 7 Phones. What the hell, Windows? DS Games. All right, because I know both me and Ratchet are decent Halo players. Halo Reach, Ratchet. When the name Halo Reach...
You know what?
Oh, shit. You fucked that up.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
God damn it.
I know. It's all good. Anyways, Halo Reach, when the words Halo Reach comes to your mind, Ratchet, don't you just picture somebody reaching for the giant ass ring in space?
It's Sonic. He's reaching for the
corner. Yes, I do. And you know what I also think of? Atomic teabagging. Via the jetpack.
I can picture that. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the beta launch. Midnight supposedly is supposed to come out according to Bungie.net. Hey, who knows? If it's on Midnight, I'll be sitting here with my Jaeger waiting to play it. Be the first fucking player drunk.
Fucking A, and I will be there with you, with my bottle of Jack.
We will quite literally, folks, do an actual play podcast. We will both be sitting down, bullshitting about the game while playing it. Maybe some video included, if I can get the capture card to work. Ian, Halo Reach.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, goddamn, Ratch. Stop fucking it.
Okay.
Stop fucking it up, Ratch. Ian. Oh, shit. Star Fox, whatever you want to call you.
Thoughts? Either one's good. I'm.
Halo Reach thoughts, my man?
I probably won't be playing it because I don't have the Halo ODST at the moment anymore.
Oh.
I think I sold it for Battlefield 2.
I've got that game finally. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Save me some cheerleaders. Best achievement ever.
Yeah. I haven't looked through the achievements. Oh. I need to look through those more. I've been playing a lot of multiplayer lately. I haven't touched a single player.
I've not
in a month.
Touched multiplayer yet since the beta.
Oh.
I refuse to play it.
You refuse to play it? Why do you refuse to play it?
I played the beta. Do I need to say more?
Yeah, because the game is awesome. Awesomeness, soreness, barbecue.
I've played the beta. Yeah. That's about all I need to say. Same damn map over and over and over for hours. It got boring.
Well, you got plenty of other maps in the squad. There's like that four-player squad thing. That one's pretty fun. I just got into that.
I'll have to try it eventually.
Yes, you will. We'll get on some other time and try that. Anyway, we were supposed to be talking about Halo Reach instead of Battlefield.
Halo Reach.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Enough said about me. There goes my phone. Oh, the crap. I don't know. I'm just excited for it. I'm going to enjoy playing Halo Reach.
Now, is this like just a bigger version of the multiplayer, or is it there's actually a story involved, like a single player?
The beta is going to be just a really big multiplayer. Well, it's going to be every multiplayer mode ever.
Well, yeah, I figured that much. That's usually what betas are for that. But.
The actual campaign-wise, not much is known about it because, hey, it's Bungie. They're being secretive about it. Yet we already know it's going to be loosely based off the Fall of Reach book.
That's what I heard when I first heard it. Although I never read it, so...
Yeah, I read parts and bits and pieces of it. I didn't really get interested in reading it.
Yeah, I need to break open my Fall of Reach as well.
I don't know.
Wait for the movie.
Yeah, I'll wait for the Halo movie. That will never probably ever happen. Bungie.
I think that... keep forgetting. I heard a bunch of news about it last year. Have they confirmed that it's going to be, or is it they're just like
it's
a lot of BS?
Up in the air. Some things of they said, "Oh, we'd like to be a movie, but we don't want it to." All right. And,
yeah, pretty much what it happened.
Oh, sorry, Rich, go for it.
Okay, pretty much what. Okay, pretty much what had happened with that movie. And this is kind of either the rumor or the confirmation going around, but pretty much that movie, it's a little movie you might all know called District 9. That movie had the tech that they were going to use for the Halo movie that was going to be directed by Peter Jackson. So therefore, District 9, that's your Halo movie.
Pretty much.
Except there's no Spartans.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can check the live-action short previews for your Spartan action. Hopefully they'll make more, God willing.
I hope so. I like the actual live-action trailers for the Halo 3 and ODST. That was actually really cool.
Have you seen the Reach one yet, for the Reach?
I have not seen that yet. I'll have to check that out.
It's really short. I won't spoil it for you, but it's kind of interesting. They usually are pretty interesting.
Yeah, 90% of them are.
I think there's only like six, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Like maybe two for each game.
Yeah, there's usually only been about two for each game. Anyways, moving right along, we're going to go to a new segment we call Anime Awesomeness. Ponyo. What can I say about this cute little ditty I rented the other day? It's awesome.
That's the, That's that little mermaid thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that little story from Hayao Miyazaki that it's a brand new anime movie. It was.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't condone him for siding with Disney. I condone Disney for what they do to the anime. But Disney didn't do it too bad. They hired Ian Leeson? Whatever. Mr. Spock! They hired Spock to play the voice of a character. It's really not bad. It's really cute. Recently, I picked up Fist of the North Star DVD collection. And I've never seen it up till now. I never have seen it up till now. About a week straight, I sat down watching half of the DVDs. There's way too damn many DVDs for me to even watch it all in one sitting. I am in awe. This, for those who don't know, kids, this was an anime even Japan had to censor. And this is back in the 70s when they barely had any censorship rules. So, hey, if Japan had to censor it, hey, it's a good anime. What about you, Ratchet? Any animes you've seen recently that's pretty good?
Well, not too much anime, really. I've been trying to finish up Kashurin Sen. For anybody who doesn't really know about that, that was a remake of an anime that was from, I believe, the 70s. That was called Neo Human Kashurin. And eventually remade in the 80s to its incarnation that more people would probably know as Kashurin Robot Hunter for, you know, anybody who watched anime on the Sci-Fi Channel, Saturday mornings and what have you.
Anyway.
Yeah, plenty of oil, plenty of tits, you know, shit like that. But, you know, I'm on the last few episodes of that, so I should have some sort of review coming soon. But it's not bad. It really isn't bad from what I've seen so far.
Hey, from what I remember, that has a few plot twists in it, doesn't it?
Just a few, yeah. But, again, saving that for, you know, the podcast where we go over that. And, you know, of course, there'll have to be the spoilers alert whenever we figure out what that's going to be. But,
oh, of course, of course.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil the
ending. So far, so good.
Ian, have you seen any good anime lately?
Lately, all I've been watching, as anime is concerned, is the trying to finish up Naruto Shippuden.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, the American version sucks. Japanese version is
Okay,
better.
I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I just remember I had watched the Japanese version of one of these episodes first, where bad guy clones himself with a human being and makes him look like him, but only like 30% of his power.
Creepy.
And good guys can beat him and like bloody him up. The thing was, only blood was shown was a little blood out of the right side of his cheek, and they showed the guy's face on the Japanese version. But then I watched it on the cartoon Jetix, whatever this new the Toon Disney, whatever they show in
Disney,
America.
shame on
Yeah.
you.
When I watched it on there, they didn't show his face at all. I'm like thinking, okay, how are people supposed to know that this wasn't the bad guy if you don't show that his face is different now?
Censorship.
I just wanted to see when they get to the part where Sai comes in, the new teammate. Do you know what? Do you know him? Or
The
do you know?
paint guy. I barely watched Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah. Well, basically, a lot of the things he says is to Naruto in the very beginning is, "Do you even have a dick? You're a bitch," and this and this and that. I want to hear how that translates into English. You know, how they're gonna Toon Disney's gonna
I
translate.
can
You don't have a
predict it. I
dick.
can predict it. Ha!
Are
You
you
don't
even
have
a
any evil
boy?
cooperation! Ha! Go fuck yourself, kids!
What a great South Park.
I'm showing sex to little girls! Ha! And boys now! Catholics! Ha
So wrong.
ha!
You realize that, like, you just lost our entire Christian demographic here,
Fuck 'em.
right?
Fuck 'em.
We're a podcast about video games and anime. How are there going to be any Christian view listeners?
Oh, I know, right? I know.
You'd be surprised.
Any more anime before I get really into this?
Have any of you seen Case Closed?
Oh, God.
Old anime,
Yeah.
really old.
Ooh.
On Adult Swim.
Yep. Also known as Detective Conan.
Also known as
Yeah.
Yep.
the precursor to Death Note.
Precursor to Death Note.
Detective Conan came way out way before Death Note.
Oh yeah, way before Death
Exactly.
Note.
Precursor to Death Note. Of course, I like Death
Oh
Note
yeah.
back when it was called. God, what was that anime where the guy walked around killing people with a baseball bat and they could never find
Oh God, I know exactly what you're talking about with the Golden Bat
him?
Kid.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's
There was only
called.
like 13 episodes.
And they
Oh
never
God.
found him.
He didn't know
Or.
he didn't exist, I think.
Huh?
Something, it was weird. I remember watching like the last two episodes. It was
Paranoia agent.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Hold on, I'm Googling it now. Golden.
Course, I liked that back when it was known as Detective Conan.
Liked it back then too.
And I loved Yu Yu Hakusho before, but back then that was known as DBZ. I liked DBZ better back when it was known as DB. I liked DB, Dragon Ball, back when it was known as Fist of the North Star.
And the lesson for today, kids, everything has a past.
Exactly. Moving right along, old school game of the week for all three of us. My old school game of the week, Mega Man 2. I've recently picked this up on my computer. I know. ROMs are bad. Well, I can't find the goddamn cartridge anywhere, so kiss my ass. This game, I remember when I was a child, it kicking my ass. It still kicks my ass. I can still never beat it. But I did recently beat Mega Man 9. Yay! The ending? Gay. Really gay. I wanted to take a gun and shoot myself after reading it. Ian, what was your old school game of the week be?
I haven't played any old games in so long. I recently picked up or downloaded Majora's Mask. I haven't beaten that yet. I need to work on that.
Majora's
But
Mask.
it's pretty good so far. But it just doesn't seem to give you a clear definition of where you need to be going.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a lot more open, but then you have no sense of direction.
Unfortunately, yeah. Ratchet, your old school game of the week.
By the way, just
You know what? This is not too old school, but it's old school enough, I guess. As of late, I have been playing Rome Total War. And believe it or not, outside of multiplayer, this is a good game for a bunch of guys to play, get around, get drunk, and try to strategize. Because hilarity will ensue, I do guarantee. But I've been playing, you know, most of the old Total War games, Rome, and what have you, and so far so good, you know? It's kind of nice to go back and see what's going on. And plus, hey, these fuckers are cheap. If you go on Steam, most of these things are like $10 a piece.
Oh, amen, amen. Let's see, moving right along here, Xbox Live Marketplace Gems of the Week. I've got the best gem ever. Indie game, Shoot One Up.
I think I downloaded the trial.
That game is the only game that I've played so far where you can blow off a giant robot woman tits. That game was awesome. I was having so much fun with it. Ratchet, your game for the Xbox Live Marketplace.
You know what? For this week, it's going to have to be the one, the only, the Baby Maker. And if you have ever played the Kin Cannon on Newgrounds or any other place on the internet, it is that, but with babies. This will, if you are easily offended, A, stop listening to this podcast, and B, well, do not download this thing. But I will guarantee you one thing. This is a good evolution for games like the Kin Cannon, and they need to make more games like this.
See, I downloaded the game. I bought it. That is the only game I can ever claim to ever give birth to a baby cannonball and have him smack into shit. It was well worth the 80 points.
This sounds very, very
interesting. I'm surprised that the game's not worth, like, more. At least 200 points or so.
Oh, I know, right? You think it'd be more, but hey, Microsoft, you've done something well with your indie games. Ian, what would you your Xbox Live Marketplace gem of the week be?
Let's see. I've been trying to think of it or something, but Explosion Man is pretty good.
Hey, there you go. Explosion Man works.
Yeah, I'd recently tried it with a friend of mine at co-op, and it was although frustrating because he like blowing himself up, like dying just to mess with me. Yeah, Josh, we're almost to the end of the level. What did you do? Why?
I've not played that yet. I have to pick it up.
At least get the demo, see if that's the thing. You get like 10 levels in the demo anyway.
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah, I know, it's cool, isn't it? But other than that, Avatar Drop is kind of fun. I don't know why. It's weird in a way.
It's addicting. It's addicting because you get to see what your avatar looks like with a broken neck.
No, spines, necks, ankles, everything just... And when they just spin around, like, you know... I want to see them, like, if you spin them fast enough, they, like, start to, like, fly upward.
Yes. shit. Let's see. I think we're good on the Marketplace Gems. You guys think so?
Yeah.
We're
good. All right. Although, one thing I do have to say really quickly, the Dishwasher Samurai... He's a really good game. It's 50% off. Kids, go grab this. It kicks ass.
I have to pick that up.
I think I rented that at one point. Oh, I found the anime.
What was the anime?
It's called Paranoia Agent.
Oh, yeah, Paranoia Agent.
I don't remember it being called that, but apparently that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called in America. Moving on.
America.
Fuck yeah. In America.
Try speaking American. It's the only language I speak.
In America. Windows 7 phones. Not much we can really cover on this because, hey, we don't have any yet. I like them. It can play Xbox games. Enough said.
Da 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 da.
DSK.
Da, 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 da. But,
oh, whoop, go right ahead, Ray.
But wait a minute, wait a minute. Before we go more into anything else, one thing I do have to say about the Windows 7 phones, because yeah, I've been doing my research and shit. I'm a tech geek. Go figure. But the one thing I've kind of noticed that I like is this thing is basically not only a portable Xbox, but the Zune phone. And believe it or not, this thing looks like it's going to finally compete with the iPhone.
Oh, I know, right? Like, the Dun, Detroit dun, dun. Doesn't compete enough, huh?
Well, I mean, with everything else, it's just, you know, the Droid, it's just kind of even, and right now I'm using it. You know, using it to record this podcast at the moment, but just one thing I do have to say about the Windows 7 phone compared to everything else, one feature aside from YouTube that it has that I don't see on any other phone, Netflix streaming.
Not yet. It's going to be on the Windows 7 phone. Woohoo! And what, 1080p?
I'm not a fan of all that high definition hype.
I don't like it. But anyways, moving along. For me and Ian, because I know we both have a DS and a DSi, DS games. I have picked up Pokemon Heart Gold, working on getting Silver. I played the original Gold, and I played the original Silver, even the original Crystal. Bravo, Pokemon. Bravo. You have turned an original game, repackaged it, and made it a brand new experience for me. Nintendo, I salute you!
And then there was Ian's opinion.
Then there is Ian's opinion. And your opinion is?
It's definitely, you know, nostalgic to play Pokemon Silver over again in new 3D and with all that stuff. But again, I find myself getting to the point where I feel like I'm just, you know, trying to get this to up to a certain level rather than having fun with my Pokemon. You know,
yeah.
This is battle random Pokemon. Can I be the gym leader? No. Okay, battle more Pokemon, battle more Pokemon, battle more. Can I be the gym leader? No. Buy 15 revives. Can I be the gym leader? Okay, there we go.
Pretty much. I've noticed they've upped a lot of the gym leaders that were not hard. I remember never having any problems with the normal gym leader. Fucking Miltank!
I know. Miltank was
and a... now I have a level 33 Quilava. I know, Rasha, you don't understand what the fuck we're talking about. But he'll figure it out eventually. And I used to be able, with the same level Pokemon, I have the original game, original cartridge even. Same level Pokemon against the level 30 Magnemite. I one-shot it. This one, I fucking can't. They've lowered the power of Flame Wheel. They lowered the power of Ember. Fuck you!
That's why you buy Fire Blast from the market.
Oh, amen. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah. Don't forget, like, buy calciums and whatnot.
Oh,
that's basically what I literally bought, like, a dozen of them and gave them to Mike Quilava before I went to face a steel person.
Yeah.
It's like, Fire Blast! Steelix!
You're dead.
Death Gurgle.
And I'm fabulous. Anyways, you said you had your own DS game you picked up recently, Star Fox. What would that be?
WarioWare DIY. That's pretty fun. It's only got like 90 little mini games like it's used to. You know, 3-second mini games where you'd have to figure out what to tap, when to tap it, and where to tap. But this one you can make your own games and download other people's games, which gives it a heck of a lot more content than any other WarioWare. I have yet to download any other things from the internet, but I have made my own. I have made one where I can Falcon Punch Wario,
and,
which is amazing.
Nice. And my shameless plug of the week. If you submit your minigames by May 16th, Nintendo might choose you to go to E3.
And Nintendo will not pay us for this advertisement.
Damn right they won't. Even though I was...
Although if they were to give us tickets to E3, then we would gladly say it every podcast.
Da, 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 da. Keeping my secret to myself. Do, do, do. Bow!
Oh yeah, you should. Never mind.
All right.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Give me
three
tickets.
Oh yes, you. Yes, you. You might be able to claim soon this Prism's ticket. Who knows if you can get your own plane out here.
For E3, I'd probably find a way.
You'll hitchhike there.
There you go.
All right. I think we're good. What do you guys think? We good?
I think
we're good.
All right.
We can discuss more.
We can discuss more later on. We'll do another episode this week. It's a special week.
There you go.
Anyways, this is pretty much the first episode of Otaku by Default. Holy shit. We've done good for ourselves.
No screw-ups. No interruptions.
We finally did it, folks.
We finally made it.
Except for that one.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm Dark Soundwave, Star Fox, Ratchet 412162. I said it right for once. Wishing you all happy gaming, happy anime. Oh, and by the way, kids, you just lost the game!